LTR, N4ZLK.
KX, N4ZLK.
KO4HKX, N4ZLK, how are you?
I'm good. Tom should come and I'm talking to him on the phone, so I'm just letting you know.
No worries. I'll just ask him. I was going to ask him how the contest was going, if he was... Anyway, thank you. Thanks for letting me know.
N0TR.
Carry on your conversation with Patrick. I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, we was just BSing. Nothing important. Patrick just called to check on me, thankfully. I'm still kicking. Boy, there was a lot of U.S. stations on last night, wasn't there? But, and Patrick, you join in on this, too. On 160 last night, Wonder Machine. I didn't bother working them because most of them are the same ones that I've worked before.
I listened a little bit, but I couldn't operate them right now. Something's changed. Well, I redid some stuff here, and I've messed up my SWR on the 1.6 band, or 1.8, 160 is what I'm trying to say. So I need to figure that out. I added some jumpers. Maybe 3 or 4 foot jumpers to my station, and that changed everything, so I'm going to have to figure that out.
Golf. I'm just sitting there eating some cantaloupe and watching the Coast Guard rescue people, and Bernice is over there making breakfast, and I overdone it yesterday, and my left foot really swells up bad. Means they took those veins out of my leg, you know, for my heart. But I got the results of the ultrasound yesterday. It says your heart's still slightly weak, but overall it hadn't changed for several years, and you're looking good and no valve problems. And he says it's just all good news.
Glad to hear that, Tom. I'm glad things are looking good for you. Sorry you overdid it. Do you feel up to giving me a signal report while I got you on the radio?
It's absolutely perfect. 599, as it would say, or even better. It's just pure talk, as those cell phone people advertise all the time. It's great, Shane.
I put in a new microphone. It's a desk mic. On a boom, I got it to use for the HF2, and I figured out this one. I am going to have to get a little adapter and rewire the PTT connection to work on my old radio, my old HF radio. But I can use it on both of them, and I was just trying it out, seeing where I need to sit and where I need to, how close I need to have it to my, you know, to get a good audio report on it.
TR. Well, Bernice is over there 10 foot, huh?
Sounds good.
Good morning. That's all that matters. As long as it sounds good to her, I'm happy.
So, what are you making over there this morning, Mom?
Bacon,
eggs, and... Oh, maybe some hash browns or something. I don't know. We was lazy this morning, and I let her sleep till 8 o'clock, and I got up and brushed my teeth and shaved and made the bed and everything. All by myself, Shane. Ain't you proud of me?
First time you've shaved all by yourself in a while?
You know, before I went to the hospital, I bought an electric razor, a Norelco. And I never did like them before because they didn't give me a close enough shave. And so I always used to, you know, those Gillette razors with 3 or 4 or 5 blades on them. And by golly, after using that a while, I like it. And you can shave in 5 minutes. And so that's what I've been using for a long time. But I did have to have her help me put the shocker on my back this morning, the TENS unit. Boy, those things work good if you ever start getting back pain. It's just a modulated electric signal into your back and You can get them at Walmart. It used to be about $30, but no telling what they are now, but they really help a lot.
We've got one of those. I've used it a few times, and they are good. When I go to the chiropractor, they've got more of a commercial model that they use, and I always enjoy that. Makes me really feels good after a treatment, or even before a treatment. But, what was I going to say? I haven't fixed breakfast yet either. Beth, for the first time since last Saturday night, she's feeling a lot better. She's still really weak, but she slept really good last night. She had the flu all week, so I'm going to fix her some breakfast here in a little bit. We've been lazy this morning as well.
Give me that. And she asked me the other day, I forgot to ask you. Well, that's wonderful. Boy, we get those flu shots every year. I had that stuff once or twice, and once it was really bad. I'd been out working on a Worthington air compressor, and they put it outside the building. There was a 30,000 square foot building across the street from our 300,000 foot plant. I had to do all the work over there too, and hooking up cold crushers and feeders and stuff like that. So I had to go across the street a lot. They put that air compressor outside, and it was 5 degrees below zero. And that wind between those two buildings had just come down there like 25, 30 miles an hour, and there was no building around it, and it'd freeze up. And I mean, we had oil with a viscosity of almost zero, and it'd still freeze up. And we'd have to go outside and warm it up and that and get it going. And, oh, my God, I got the flu so bad for about a week to 10 days. That was one of the only times I was ever down. And I was really down. But that's bad. I'm glad to hear she's doing good. But I highly recommend getting those flu shots every year because they can't give you the flu anymore. They're a dead virus. And if they hit it right, they'll help you a lot. They don't always hit it right because they pick out three or four different strains of it every year and go over to China and then make the vaccine.
I knew they have to kind of guess at what they think is going to happen by the time they're early enough so they can make those shots, but... Yeah, we'll look into it eventually, probably. We don't get the flu very often. My kids, my oldest son, he and his wife and their three daughters all had or have something, too. They've got virus, and a couple of the girls had little stomach things. And I took them dinner the other day, and 2-year-old got up from her nap, and she was, fevery and coughing. And she came up to me and held her arms up, and, of course, I had to pick her up and hold her, and she was coughing all over me. I'm kind of expecting here in the next day or two, I'm hoping, but so far I've been able to avoid it. And that was 3 or 4 days ago when I went over to see them, and I've been with Beth all week. So maybe my body will keep it away from me this year, hopefully. So it's been a while since I've had it. Anyway, Tom, you and Bernice have a good morning. Enjoy your breakfast. I just wanted to see if how you did on that contest and let you know I wasn't able to work it. I gotta figure out what's going on with the SWR on that band. So good to talk to you. You take it easy today and get your strength back. N0TR and Miss Bernice and 4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
Shane, did you get that? I texted you one that was a Russian, and boy, he was just easy as pie to get on 30 meters. Did you pick him up?
I didn't see it until later, and 30 meters messed up, too. I used to be able to hit all the bands, 80 and 40 on one antenna without using a tuner on CW and on the CW portion, and 20 meters on another band without the tuner. And that in-fed antenna is kind of, I've lost 30 meters on it, and it's just too much. The tuner won't do it, so I think it's the length of coax. I may have to coil it up, or where I had it coming through the floor, I may have to coil it, because that's the only thing that's different, is put jumpers on and pushed the coax I had coming right to the back of the radios. I pushed them back down through the floor and put a connection down there, so I'll have to try that later.
If you got a spare piece of coax, N4IQ told me this one time, take about a 10-foot length. The wavelength of the length of that cable does make a difference, Shane, but I'm getting older and I can't remember all the whys of it, except it is the wavelength. Just add a 10-foot jumper in there and try that and see if that makes a difference. My 10-foot jumper has been in there for years now, and it made all the difference in the world. And I'm just arbitrarily saying 10-foot, whatever length you happen to have, just put a butt splice in there and try that. And it might improve it. Anyways, I might add, they have two different flu vaccines. One's quadrivalent, which is four strains, and one's the three strain. So last year, the quadrivalent bothered Bernice because she's a farm girl and never takes anything. So this year, we just got her the three in the one. And I got the quadrivalent. It's never bothered me. But just thought I'd throw that out there. And like I said, my nephew's a medical scientist, and he says there's no way you can catch the flu from that shot anymore because it's they kill it with ultraviolet before it's put into the vaccine. And so he said it's a dead virus, whereas when we were kids, we got the live virus, and you could get the flu from it. So it's pretty safe. Anyways, take care. Glad the wife's doing better, and have a great day, Shane. And 4ZLK and 0TR 73.
So the information. We'll talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good day. Enjoyed it as always. N0TR and 4ZLK.